From Spark and Anvil and Rupture Repair, this is Lee in Chapter 1 of the Rupture Repair cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the calm side of the Heart Harbor breakwater, the side the wind didn't reach, was a patch of still, sheltered water that sailors called the Lee. And the gentle creature who lived there, a soft gray heron tween with watchful, kind eyes, was named Lee. Lee's whole gift was knowing that you could let something come close to you while you yourself stayed safe. A boat doesn't have to sail out into the storm to take on a passenger, she'd say. It can wait in the lee, sheltered, and let the other boat come in calm. You can receive something without leaving your safe water. One afternoon, a young badger named Pell sat hunched on the sheltered bank. Someone had hurt him, and now that someone had come to apologize and was saying sorry, and Pell felt a strange, tight pressure rising in him, the feeling that he was supposed to immediately smile and say, "It's okay, it's fine, don't worry about it," even though it wasn't okay yet, and he wasn't fine. Lee waded over, slow and calm. "You don't have to sail out to meet it," she said softly. "An apology came toward you. You can let it come close while you stay right here, in your safe water. You don't have to rush out and make everything smooth for them."
Pell's shoulders were up around his ears. "But they said sorry," he whispered. "So I'm supposed to say it's okay. That's how it works. They say sorry, I say it's fine, and then everyone feels better."
"That's one way it can go," Lee agreed gently. "But notice who that way takes care of. If you rush out the second they apologize and say it's fine, before you mean it, who's that for? It's so they feel better fast, and your real feelings get left out in the storm." She settled beside him in the calm water. "Receiving an apology isn't the same as forgiving it on the spot. And it's definitely not the same as pretending it didn't hurt. You're allowed to just take it in first, hold it, see how it sits."
Pell's tight shoulders eased the smallest bit. "I'm allowed to not say it's okay right away?"
"You're allowed to say what's true," Lee said. "And sometimes the true thing is, I hear you. I need a little time. That's not mean, that's honest. A real sorry can wait while you feel what you feel."
Lee showed Pell what receiving from the Lee actually looked like. Not a wall that shut the apology out, and not a door flung open to make everyone comfortable, but something in between. A sheltered place where he could let the words land and check, honestly, how they felt.
"When the sorry comes," Lee murmured, "you don't have to grab it or push it away. You just let it come into the calm water and rest there a moment. Then you check inside. Does this sorry feel real? Does it actually see what happened? How does my body feel hearing it?" She tilted her head kindly. "Your body will tell you things your manners are trying to talk you out of. If your shoulders are still up by your ears, that's information. You don't have to fake them down." Pell let the apology sit in the calm water between them. He checked inside the way Lee said. The sorry did seem real, but his heart was still sore, and his shoulders were still up, and he realized he didn't have to lie about that just to be polite.
"It does feel real," Pell said slowly, "but I'm still sad. Both of those are true at once."
"Both can be true," Lee said warmly. "That's the most honest place there is. I believe you're sorry, and I'm still hurting. You don't have to pick one to make it tidy."
So Pell did the brave, honest thing. The thing the pressure had been trying to talk him out of. He stayed in his safe water, and he told the truth. "I hear you're sorry," he said to the one who'd hurt him. "I think you mean it. And I'm still a little sad, so I need some time before things feel okay again." He was shaking a tiny bit. But it was true, and true felt better than the fake smooth, "it's fine," he'd almost rushed out to give. And the strangest, best thing happened. Nothing broke.
The one who'd apologized nodded and looked relieved even, because a real "I need time" was something they could trust in a way a too fast "it's fine" never quite is. Pell felt his shoulders come down at last, not because he'd forced them, but because he'd stopped pretending. "I didn't fake it," he said, half amazed. "I told the truth about still being sad, and it didn't ruin everything. It actually felt safer." "That's the Lee," Lee said, her kind eyes warm. "When you receive from your safe water and tell the truth about how it sits, you don't have to perform being okay. And the not performing is its own kind of relief. Your shoulders just told you so." Pell breathed and felt the honest, settled feeling of having let an apology come close without abandoning his own real heart to do it. Sheltered, truthful, and somehow far more at peace than the fast, fake "it's fine" would ever have left him.
That evening, Mend found the two of them in the calm, sheltered water, Pell's shoulders finally low and easy. Someone apologized, and he felt he had to rush out and say it was all fine, Lee told Mend. "We just stayed in the Lee and let it come close," and he told the truth about how it sat. Mend nodded slowly. "And how does that feel, Pell? Having received it your own way?" Pell thought about the tight, performing pressure he'd felt an hour ago. "Honest," he said. "I didn't have to fake smile and say, 'it's okay,' before it was. I got to say the real thing, that I believe them and I still need time. And nothing broke." He let out a slow breath. "It feels safer than I thought telling the truth would. Like I was allowed to matter in it too, not just rush to make them comfortable." He looked at the sheltered water. "It feels like I don't have to leave my own safe spot to be kind." And Lee folded her long legs and settled into the Lee beside him, glad in her gentle, watchful way. Because everyone, sometime, would have an apology come toward them. And now Pell knew he could receive it whole and honest, from a place where his own heart stayed safe.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lee. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.